Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. The favorite part of my day begins right now. This is the best part of the day, is spending it with you for this hour, Monday through Friday. I'm in a good mood for this program today, for the topics we're going to talk about, because I had a guy at a Dodge dealership give me a rough time today when I was simply trying to get the price of a part. And the conversation ended with, if you don't want me paying my money here at Hard Earned to get this $110 part, I'll be more than happy to go somewhere else. Get off your duff and give me the price, or tell me I'm bothering you. Sean, you there?
Yes.
I had a tough time at a Dodge dealership today, and it put me in a good mood for some of these topics.
Oh, one of them days, huh?
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. Let me put it that way. It's probably a better way to phrase it. When you go into a place and you're going to spend hard-earned money, and you get treated by an employee who gives you attitude.
Oh, yes.
And I simply asked for the price of a piece for the console of my truck. Let me tell you why. Because one of my rifles chipped it.
Mm.
I was leaning over the driver's seat. Now, mind you, the truck is 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a cheap truck. It's loaded. I was putting a rifle, I was leaning over the front seat, and I was putting a rifle into the, leaning it up against the passenger seat and the console. And when I did that, it slipped out of my hands. And the iron sight chipped a piece of the console, and it kind of makes you sick. It's brand new, and you think, oh man, you know, it's kind of like slamming the door with the car keys in it, and you know you're going to, but you can't stop the motion. I knew that was going to slip, and I knew it was stupid the way I was reaching over there. I should have just simply walked around the other side of the vehicle, but I didn't, and it chipped it. Well, the chip is getting bigger.
Oh.
It's growing. So I simply went to the Dodge dealership today. I said, you know, I'm out and about. Let me go and check and see if the guy has a price for me. Well, I wasn't driving the truck. I was driving my wife's car.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy behind the counter, after waiting about 5 minutes, says to me, do you have the truck here with you so I can take a look at it? I said, no, I don't have the truck here with me. You got a computer there. Can you look up the part for me?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, he starts immediately. Well, I'm going to need the VIN number. I'm going to need to look at the truck, you know, and if you don't have any of that. I said, I bought the truck here. Let me give you my name. You can pull the VIN number up.
Mm-hmm.
You work on my truck. It'll tell you everything about my truck, and you can look up the part for me. Is that a problem? Guy says, he does this. And right smack at that moment, my phone rang in my pocket. And I hate cell phones. And I normally don't have the volume button on.
Yeah.
And ask anybody who tries to call me regularly, and I don't pick up the phone. It's not because I don't want to take the call. It's generally because I don't have the ringer on.
I'm the same way, yes.
I go back and see it later, and I'll call back who I call back when I have time. But this was a 202 number.
Yes.
And I knew it was one of those scam prankers. Mm-hmm. So I get the following. I answered it because this guy was already, he was in the process of looking it up anyway. So I answered it and stepped outside. I just stepped back from the register. Let me put it that way. I didn't go outside, but stepped away from the register.
Yeah.
While he was looking for the part. And I said, hello. And I hear, yes, hello. My name is Philip, and I'm calling you from U.S. government. I'm talking to you today from the Federal Grant Division. You've got free money coming to you.
Didn't you talk to this guy the other day?
Yeah, they've called a couple times. So this guy got me right at the right time. I got the Dodge guy giving me an attitude. And I got some guy from some other country calling me, telling me his name is Philip, and he's calling from the federal government.
They don't even go far to lie and say what division of the government.
I said, dude, find another sucker. I ain't got time for you today. You call me back when you want. When I'm, you just put me in a good mood. I hung up on that clown and went back over to the counter.
Wow.
Guy says, he's got a piece of paper, goes to the printer, and he comes over, and he chucks the piece of paper at me, throws it at me like it spins around, and I have to catch it to keep it from falling off the counter. He goes, go ahead and point out which part it is on there.
Mm.
And I said, you know, I don't really think it matters what part it is. What matters is that I want to buy it from you, and you don't appear to want to sell it to me. So do we have an issue here, or should I go to another dealership, which I'll be more than happy to do?
What happened?
And well, some other guy that was sitting at another computer heard the exchange get a little testy and walked over to me and basically apologized and said something to the guy. Yeah. He walked away, and he handled it from there. And I found out it was a $110 part. But I don't have time for that. And I thought when I walked out, I thought, wow, this is – because I already know what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm going to talk about Chicago and a couple other things that just rile me up anyway. So that just put me in a great mood. So having said that, let me start with this. You probably know now, and I think we've talked about it here, that Lynn Russell, the former CNN anchor, you remember her. She's a classic at CNN.
Yeah.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, she was there when the network started in the early to mid 80s,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. But she was a staple at CNN as an anchor, reading the news at the beginning of the onslaught of the 24-hour news cycle. Let me quote something she said. Now, let me set this up first. Her and her husband were armed robbery victims in Albuquerque, New Mexico, last week at a Motel 6. And I got a funny comment I saw when I was reading the comments below the story on Fox or CNN or one of them that said, Motel 6, we'll leave a gun there for you. I kind of thought that was funny. Remember the old commercials, we'll leave a light on for you?
Tom
Bodette, we'll leave a gun for you. So anyway, they were robbed at gunpoint when she was going outside to her car, and she was forced back into her hotel room at gunpoint. Mm-hmm. Her husband was coming out of the shower. Got into a gunfight. Lynn Russell, in an act of incredible bravery, according to every report I've read, was able to secure one of the firearms from the nightstand between the two beds,
mm-hmm.
get it into her purse, and get it to her husband, who had just stepped out of the shower and was trying to reason unsuccessfully with the criminal with a gun who was in their room. He was able to then retrieve the firearm. The two got into a shootout. Her husband, also a former staffer at CNN, was shot three times and was able to kill the attacker at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, good for him. Great for the city of Albuquerque for having one less convicted felon, robber, violent criminal scumbag that the taxpayers have to support. So he got what he deserved, dead. And Lynn Russell has been standing up for the right to bear arms since that, because her firearms saved their lives.
Yep.
And here's her quote. The discussion over the debate to own a gun is just ridiculous. As Americans, we have the right to bear arms, and as humans, the right to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that man who shot my husband did not have a gun permit. Criminals will always have guns. The rest of us legally obtain our permits. If you don't want to carry, please don't. Then shut the blank up about it. Make your own decisions. Which was a very colorful way of saying, get off my back. Don't tread on me.
Is she getting
because I choose to exercise my right to defend my life, my God-given right to defend my life as a human being, and I choose to use the tool most able and capable of doing that in my hands, and that's a gun, which is protected in my Bill of Rights. Get off my back. Don't tread on me. So Lynn Russell, I knew I liked you back in the day when you were at CNN. We like you even more now, and we're glad that you're okay. And I really do appreciate someone in a prominent position, someone who's well known, stepping up and saying, you know what, I've had enough. Undoubtedly, that was in response, I'll bet you, in response to a boneheaded question from a biased liberal progressive reporter.
I was going to ask, has she gotten any heat from the gun grabbers?
Oh, they won't even bring it up.
Mm.
It's impossible to talk to somebody about that when they've used a firearm to defend their lives. There's not much they can say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, statistically, you could have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I could have been killed had I not had my firearm and been able to defend myself from a criminal with a firearm. You see, so they won't debate that. Mm. Later in this program, I'm going to talk a little bit about what got me into this business, why I do what it is I do. Because like Lynn Russell, I used a firearm to defend myself. Unlike the Russells, I did not have to pull the trigger, thank God. My gun saved me simply by being there and being brought into the situation. But this is a good opportunity to talk with you about it. And when we come back from the break, I want to switch gears and head over to Chicago, because Gary McCarthy and Rahm Emanuel are at it again. And we'll enlighten you a little bit about what it is they see as solving, how to solve their gun violence problem in Chicago. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. It's great to be here with you today. I got a little distracted, coming out of the, as we were heading into the break, looking at so much paperwork here about what direction I want to go. I have so many things I want to talk with you about today. And I was telling you that as we were going into that break that I wanted to lead into coming out of the break right now into a story breaking, continually breaking, but nothing new, really. There's no news here. The fact that Chicago has dozens of shootings and multiple murders every single weekend. And, of course, the 4th of July weekend was no different. Rahm Emanuel and superintendent, police chief, whatever he calls himself there in Chicago, stood up and gave the old press release statements, you know, a few days ago before the weekend, the holiday weekend, that they were doing everything they could to stem the violence that they saw the previous year. And they blame, of course, they blame guns. That's what they see as the necessary tool to combat the what they call the gun violence problem in Chicago. Now, at some point in time, you have got to wonder how long this can go on. Seriously, by that I'm saying how long and how many times can the superintendent or chief or whatever he calls himself stand up and make a fool of himself, a damn fool of himself, in front of dozens of cameras and microphones, weekend after weekend after weekend. How much longer do the rest of us, how much longer does the rest of the nation, all of us, any of us that reside outside the city limits of Chicago, how much longer do we have to endure this seemingly endless droning on from Mayor Rahm Emanuel, failed Mayor Rahm Emanuel, and his failed police chief, or whatever he is? At what point in time, you have to ask yourselves, I ask myself, will these two boneheads, Emanuel and McCarthy, finally admit defeat? Of course, you know, I'm referring, again, to the 4th of July weekend, if you're just joining us, and the dozens of shootings, and I believe that the death toll now is up to 10. 60 plus. You lose count in Chicago. They lose count in Chicago. But yet another weekend and dozens more shot and killed in the city known for the strictest gun control in the nation. And these two fools have the audacity, literally the audacity, to call for more gun control. They have the strictest gun control in the nation. You can't buy a gun inside Cook County. Now, that's being fought in courts. The strongest gun control in the nation. And they call for more. It's insanity. They can't. I have to ask myself, they've become national laughingstocks and they don't even know it? Can't they see this? What kind of bubble are they in, I wonder? Do they not see how flat out stupid they look week after week, month after month, holiday after holiday, year after year, shooting after shooting? So I want to make a comparison. These two idiots would have been fired by any private corporation years ago for their failed policies. Years ago. No company in their right mind would keep two people on their payroll who stand before stockholders, think about this, and give weekly updates on how poorly they are performing. Not one. Let me put this in perspective. So walk with me here. I want you to imagine any CEO, pick one, take your pick, Steve Jobs, Tim Cook from Apple, that's a good one. You see their developer conferences, you see them on camera standing up in front of thousands of people on site and millions more around the world. I want you to picture any CEO standing in front of any shareholder meeting, explaining his company's repeated product failures and unprofitability while calling for more production of the same lousy products and blaming the same suppliers for his company's miserable underperformance. Picture that. right, so let's keep going. Now imagine that this is not the first time that they've done this, but it's the 20th time they've done it. Every few weeks, they stand up in front of the shareholders and tell them how crappy their product is and how badly they're losing money, bleeding it, hemorrhaging it, month after month, year after year, and they can point to the results on a chart. For five straight years, I say 5 years because I believe that's how long Gary McCarthy has been at the reins of the police chief or superintendent, whatever it is they call him up there. Now imagine, he not only doesn't announce a change in the company's strategy based on those results and admit the product stinks, but instead he repeatedly blames the Chow Dong Wong factory in China while at the same time calling for more increased production of the same lousy product. Not only would he be laughed at, he would have never gotten this far to begin with. He would have been fired after the second lousy performance report. Bloomberg himself would never put up with these results at one of his corporations. I can promise you Donald Trump wouldn't. No company would ever put up with it, and no shareholder would ever stand for it. Chicago, however, is no average company, and Chicago voters are not your average shareholder, are they? For reasons known only to other dopey liberal Democrat voters, these shareholders continue to stand for the lies, the mismanagement, the corruption, and the deceit. And as a result, they get more of the same gang violence day in and day out. Nothing changes. Meanwhile, their lousy management team presides over the production of the worst violence in an American city and gets away with blaming everyone but themselves for their failures. It is absolutely incredible and laughable were it not so pathetic. Hey, Chief McCarthy and Rahm Emanuel, it's high time someone told you both to shut up. Show some honor and some dignity and resign. Your product stinks, your gun control agenda is a laughingstock, and the rest of America, you can trust me on this one, is in no mood for your failed policies hoisted upon you or us any longer. We're tired of you. It's laughable. And Chicago voters, I can't let you off the hook. Chicago voters, I can't let you off the hook. Blame yourselves. You keep putting up with it. You keep electing this corrupt garbage. You're going to continue to get more of the same. It all goes down to the voter. And I know there's a lot of good people in Chicago who don't vote for this corruption, but the problem is there isn't enough of you. It is up to you. It's your responsibility to get the word out. Take the city back from these losers once and for all. Take ownership of where you live. Get your head out of your media and start paying attention. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're a 23 Mabry myth?
Yes! I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I want to take an opportunity to direct your attention over to USCCA On Air. USCCA On Air. There's a new promotion that the United States Concealed Carry Association is involved in today. Just popped up there today. Now, if you listen to the podcast version of this, or if you're not listening live, or whenever you get this show, you can find and keep up with everything going on over there and all the new promotions that they have for you as an Armed American Radio Daily Defense listener or an Armed American Radio Weekend listener. Hopefully you're both. All of that information is updated on that site for you in real time. So it doesn't matter when you're hearing my voice. As of today, right now, and today is Tuesday, you can see how to survive a violent attack even if you can't get to your gun. And I quote from the site, last November, we conducted a day-long custom-designed concealed carry training class that literally transformed the lives of the USCCA members who attended. We've packaged the most valuable parts of the entire training day and are making it available to you for a limited time at a special low price. I can tell you that price, I believe, is $27. Please take a moment now and read about how this came about and why I believe you'll find my offer below irresistible. I was invited to that, but because of my schedule, was unable to attend. I can tell you from personal experience and conversations that I've had with black belts, people who are self-defense instructors at the highest level who work in Wisconsin at the USCCA, I can tell you about what they told me about that training and how effective it was. Questions answered. What would I do if I'm attacked and I can't get to my gun? And you can read all about that on the site. You can see a 4-minute and 10-second video about it. You can see the actual class. And I'll tell you, if you look down in the video, you'll see the guy with the bald head and the little goatee. He's also shares the cover photo on the Armed American Radio website with me. That's Steve Fisher, and he is one of those master martial arts instructors I was just referring to. Take a look at this video. It's about $27. You can download it and watch it on the site. Very important information for you. So head over to USCCA On Air and check that stuff out. Very, very, very important, particularly in today's day and age. And my gosh, if you live in Chicago, why aren't you calling me and telling me how great the course was already? Lord knows your city's not protecting you. That'll get you goat. It really does. You know, Katie Pavlich, that whole Chicago thing. I get angry. It took me about a day or two before I could really put my thoughts together on Chicago and talk with you about it today. I take that stuff very, very personally. And when I see somebody like Gary McCarthy stand up there in the face of 5+ years of his failed leadership and Rahm Emanuel's failed leadership, their failure, utter failure to control the violent problems, the gang problems, gang warfare in Chicago, it makes me sick to my stomach. Because you see, there are some things that Gary McCarthy leaves out when he tells you about they need more gun control. You can't get more gun control than ban. So take him for the liar he is at that moment in time. Move on. There's no reason to have that discussion with him. You cannot get more gun control than ban. And he will say, yes, you can. We've got to stop the tide of guns coming into the city. What Mr. McCarthy fails to tell you is there is less gun control in virtually every other city, and in every other city in the nation, and none of them face the gun problem. Let's use their own words. The gun violence problem, they like to call it, that they face. Their policies are failed. The guns that Chicago gangsters are using are stolen by criminals, which is illegal, sold by criminals to criminals, which is illegal, carried by felons, which is illegal, used to commit crimes, which is illegal, already. And Gary McCarthy and Rahm Emanuel have the audacity to call for more gun control. Let me tell you what he's saying when he says that. He's blaming you for his failure to control the gun violence, using their terms, in Chicago. They turn to a story. He does, turns to a story about a 7-year-old who was shot in the house, and he blames the father. Now, I'll actually give him a little benefit of the doubt here, as much as I can't stand Rahm Emanuel and Gary McCarthy. In some of the statement he was talking about recidivism, the individual, the young boy who was killed by a shot meant for the father, an active gang member with over 45 arrests. This thug should never have been in his home to begin with. His home should have been a 9x12 concrete block secured with steel bars. And Gary McCarthy's right about that. He did address that problem. He did address the fact, why is this man on the street? And Gary McCarthy said, if that man wasn't on the street, nobody would have been shooting at him, and the 7-year-old would have been alive. I'm not going to argue with that part of the equation. There's probably a lot of truth to that, relative to nobody shooting at him if he wasn't there, of course. So he did have some valid points. But he cannot help himself by going after guns. Guns are the problem. In other words, insinuating that a gun in anybody's hand makes that person capable of being a felon. It is a slap in the face to you as a free American. It is a slap in the face to every of the 100 plus million of us who are not 45-time arrested convicted felons. Gary McCarthy should resign. He should be fired. But I'll tell you why he won't be fired. Because he's a good Democrat and he's towing the line. I get the visual. I love these visuals. Theater of the mind. I get the visual of Rahm Emanuel driving the boat with a ski hook on it and Gary McCarthy flopping around behind the boat, bouncing all over the water back there, just being towed around like a good little Democrat with Rahm Emanuel at the helm. Screaming and yelling, bouncing all over the water while Rahm Emanuel tries to flip over the tube. And it is never going to happen because he's towing the Democrat Rahm Emanuel line. These are corrupt people. This is a corrupt city. And they want to blame you.
Excuse me for a second.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean. I forgot you were there.
Okay. I'm trying to work with this. What you just said. So let me get this right. How many times has old boy been out of jail, in and out of jail?
I believe it was, he's got about 45 arrests.
45 arrests, and so the gun's the problem. I think maybe the justice system, 45 times, how many times do you let a hood rat run around the city and terrorize the city? I mean,
no,
that's stupid.
We talk about that here. That's These people should be locked up in prison. Gary McCarthy did mention that. With respect to McCarthy, he did, in fact, mention that.
Well, he's a part of law enforcement. Get it done. I mean, you are the head guy in charge. If you need to go to your prosecutor and you need to ask them what the problem is and get it fixed. It's as simple as that.
Well, listen, I will give Gary McCarthy this amount of rope. It is not, he's not the judge. He's not the magistrate. He's not the one making the decisions. He's not the state parole board. He's not making those calls. And I know police officers myself. I know how frustrating it is for them. Mm. I have one right down the road from me, who I buy guns from time to time. A good friend of mine who, like every other officer I've ever talked to over the years, is just frustrated beyond belief at picking up the same people time after time after time. And I share McCarthy's concern about that. We're not being unfair to McCarthy. The truth sometimes hurts. He should resign or be fired. He is incompetent. Rahm Emanuel is incompetent. And he wants to blame you. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about what Katie Pavlich, our good friend over at Fox News and townhall.com, had to say about it. Then we'll move on to another New Jersey problem. Chris Christie strikes again. Back right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you gotta do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's gotta do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
The Reader recently did a story called Dismantling the Stigma of Guns. And that story highlighted an individual by the name of Gerald Vernon, who calls himself a longtime Second Amendment advocate. And he's a firearms instructor. He lives on Chicago's South Side, an area plagued by gun violence. Gerald Vernon, quoting this piece from The Reader, believes conceal and carry laws and responsible firearm owners are crucial to keeping people safe, especially in the communities hit hardest by crime. Well, gee, there's a thought, right? The first lesson Gerald Vernon shared with his conceal and carry class is, to him, the most fundamental. The only thing that stops bad people with guns is good people with guns. Didn't I open the program talking to you about CNN, former CNN anchor Lynn Russell, and her husband killing the bad guy with a gun with their own gun? Yeah, I did. And you know where they'd be today if it wasn't for their gun? They'd be dead. They would be dead. People would be attending their funerals. We'd be reading an entirely different story had they not had their guns. That's not BS. That's just a fact that the mainstream media doesn't want you to know and goes to great lengths to keep you from hearing. Continuing with Gerald Vernon, his 10 students, 8 men and 2 women, all black, were listening intently. They had gathered in a meeting room at a Southside Social Service Center to learn about gun ownership and self-defense from him. He's a veteran firearms instructor, and he was seated at the room next to a table with a set of an array of revolvers and semi-automatic handguns from his collections. The students didn't appear to need any convincing. One of them said, "I'm interested in protection." His name was Thomas Brandon, 57. The others said they were there for the same reason. And Katie Pavlich points out what I pointed out to you earlier, that everything Chief McCarthy points to is already illegal. We can't make it any more illegal. And we cannot legislate morality. We cannot legislate people's responsibility. Criminals pay no attention to it. And they want to continue to blame guns. That's the absurdity of it. Moving on to New Jersey. This one killed me. Man, it just gets worse and worse in New Jersey every day, to the point where I put up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page, and I'll tell you now, boycott the state. as gun owners, as Second Amendment supporters, boycott the state. Get that information out there. We ought to start a Twitter. We ought to start a feed. We ought to start a Facebook page. The state needs to feel some economic pressure from gun owners. Christie needs to feel it. Brian Fletcher headed up to New Jersey from North Carolina. He is a climber. He's one of these guys that climbs cell towers. Very dangerous job. He's a tower climber. Very dangerous job. He and his crew headed up to New Jersey, apparently. And he does what lots of people from North Carolina do, or from free states do, people who don't live in places like New Jersey. He took his firearm with him. He didn't have a permit. It's not illegal to have it in his glove box, as it's not in most free states that aren't controlled by lunatic progressive Democrats. And there are only a handful of them, quite frankly. But he had his pistol with him. He was sitting in a parking lot with a crew at night, waiting for instructions on what to do when a cop approached him and asked him what they were doing there. The New Jersey police officer pulls up, asks him what he was doing. According to Fletcher, and I quote now, they discussed the disaster relief work that he was there to do. And it was then Fletcher handed over his ID and did what any law-abiding citizen of North Carolina would do, informed the officer that he had a firearm in his vehicle. That was it. It was done. He's now charged with a felony. His life is ruined. He goes up there to help the people of New Jersey. Instantaneous felon. Because the state of New Jersey recognizes no state's right to carry a firearm. None. The Second Amendment, your Second Amendment freedoms simply do not exist and are not recognized by the state of New Jersey. Class 2 felony. He went from disaster relief, as Bob Owens tells us on BearingArms.com, to having his entire life and livelihood in jeopardy in a matter of seconds. Arrested and charged with carrying a firearm. He's now back in North Carolina on a $25,000 bond. Let me tell you what ought to happen. The state of North Carolina, the governor of North Carolina, ought to step in and refuse to send their resident to New Jersey to be persecuted. That's exactly what ought to happen. They ought to refuse to extradite him to New Jersey to face those unconstitutional charges. The governor ought to step in and say, ain't happening on my watch. I am not sending my free, law-abiding citizen who went there to help you to face your tyrannical state government and its laws. This is still America. The United States Constitution guarantees us, as free men and women, the right to keep and bear arms, and spells out plainly that they shall not be infringed. Turning someone into a felon for exercising their right in North Carolina and carrying it across state lines is an infringement, the worst kind I can think of, short of a ban and confiscation. And the North Carolina governor ought to stand up and say something. Not going to happen on my dime. You want him? Come and get him. Because we ain't turning him over. And if you try, you'll lose. Radical? I don't think so. New Jersey? Draconian. Chris Christie, aren't you getting sick and tired of pardoning people because of your state's lousy unconstitutional laws? How about you stand up and take a stand? Do it publicly for the whole nation to see and hear that you are fed up with your state's laws. The Supreme Court of the United States of America just forced New Jersey to recognize a North Carolina gay marriage license. Gay marriage, by the way, is not written into our Constitution, nor was it recognized by our Constitution. By definition. And I'm not going to go into you with the legal gymnastics that the court did. There is no amendment referring to gay marriage. But there is an amendment referring to the right to keep and bear arms. And it shall not be infringed. And New Jersey can turn this man, this good man, who went up there to help that state, into a second-degree felon, ruining his life forever, costing him a fortune right now to fight this ludicrous charge. And I know there's somebody out there saying right now, well, you know, he's a bonehead. He should have known New Jersey laws. We're past that. The governor of that state wants to run for the presidency, is running for the presidency, has declared his intent and his desire to want to be your president. He has an obligation and a responsibility to put a stop to this and scream it from the highest rooftop. Enough is enough is enough. Don't wait 2 years until he goes through the gymnastics he's going to have to go through, the thousands of dollars he's going to have to spend bankrupting himself to protect himself from your state's unconstitutional laws, Chris Christie. Step in and end it today. Be a man. Do the right thing. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. I will be filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. It's high time we take a stand. I'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.